Hey there, podcast listener. We've done some very sophisticated research, and our studies have shown that you like music. In fact, there's a good chance that you're also a musician. If you're a musician and not in college yet, why not consider sending us an audition CD to appear on Introductions? All of the info is on our website. Now, on with the show.
And we welcome you now to Introductions, our new series that focuses on young performers. Corporate sponsorship for Introductions is provided by Flashpoint, the Academy of Media Arts and Sciences, LLC, and Barrett's Home Theater.
Good morning, and welcome to Introductions, WFMT's new series featuring the Chicago area's best pre-college classical musicians. We're coming to you live from WFMT's Levin Performance Studio. I'm Raja Burrows, a senior at Northwestern University.
And I'm Lisa Brownstone, a sophomore from the University of Chicago.
And we are here every Saturday morning at 11 and always online at WFMT.com/introductions, where you can join our social network, find out how to audition for the show, and submit your upcoming high school arts events for our high school arts calendar.
And it's clearly spring concert season because tons of events have been submitted to our website. We'll read about a few of them at the bottom of the hour.
But for now, I'd like to introduce our performer today, 15-year-old cellist Gabriel Cabezas. Welcome to Introductions, Gabriel.
Hi.
So now, do you prefer to be called Gabriel or Gabe, or what do you go by?
I get both. Actually, it tends to be like the younger you are, the more you tend to call me Gabe.
Well, then I'm definitely going to be calling you Gabe.
Of course.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. What high school do you go to? Who do you study with?
I go to Neutra High School in Winnetka, and I study with Hans Jensen from Northwestern University and Music Institute of Chicago.
Okay. Now, have you been studying with him for a while, or is he a new teacher?
I've been studying with him since I moved here, so 6 years ago.
Okay. Now, in March, you won the Chicago Symphony Orchestra Youth Auditions, which means that you're going to be performing with the CSO this fall. Can you just talk briefly about what those auditions are and what it was like to audition for that?
The auditions are sponsored by the Women's Association of the CSO, and it's pretty much a gigantic youth competition for most high school students between, from the beginning of high school until your junior year. And there was about, 40-some people there. You have to be a resident of this area. And they have a preliminary round, and then they had 7 finalists, and then you move on to the final round, which is in Orchestra Hall, and that was, mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun, very
wow.
Exciting.
Sounds like pretty stiff competition.
Yeah, it was.
Well, we're going to talk with Gabe again a little bit later. Briefly, the next season of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra Youth Auditions will feature pianos. But let's get right to some music now. Now, Gabe, on your playlist, it says that you're starting with a short piece called Oblivion by Astor Piazzolla. Are you trying to tell us something? Because there's a bomb shelter down below if I need to hide.
Not really, no. To be honest, I really don't know why he called it that. It's just one of his somewhat typical tango slow pieces.
Well, I love Piazzolla, so I'm looking forward to this. This is Gabriel Cabezas performing Oblivion by Astor Piazzolla with Shirley Tressel accompanying on piano.
That was a beautiful rendition of Oblivion by Astor Piazzolla, played by Gabe Cabezas.
Thank you.
It was beautiful. And I definitely don't think that you sounded oblivious to the music that you were, you know, playing. So that's good. It was very passionate. So I understand that we can get a recording of this on your recent album.
Yeah, it's called Moyugwo Orisha. I probably should spell that Moyugba Orisha. I think it's available on CD Baby and Amazon.
Wow.
I'm not sure if you can find it that often in stores. I mm-hmm. heard that maybe you could, but I haven't seen it.
Okay. Can you tell us about how you named it? Like, what is that name?
Well, the name comes from the last piece, or no, the first piece on that album, mm-hmm. also called Moyugwo Orisha by Alejandro Cardona. It's a solo sonata for cello based on each movement represents like a god of a pantheon from Africa that moved to the Caribbean and to Costa Rica, where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
So the names are actually in a Costa Rican Indian dialect.
Wow. So I hear that you are Costa Rican.
Yeah, I am.
Does that have an impact on what kind of music you're drawn to?
Well, for the CD, deciding the repertoire itself came out of, because the CD itself was a prize from the Sphinx competition in Detroit for Black and Latino string players.
Mm-hmm.
And I was lucky enough to win that, so I got the CD deal. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And for it, I decided, because it was the competition was based around the Black and Latino string players, that the repertoire in it, I would draw from my own heritage.
Mm-hmm.
So especially finding that piece, I was looking for a piece from Costa Rica so I would be able to have that sort of piece, and luckily I was able to find that.
Wow. Well, I definitely will have to check out your album. And I also hear that you recently performed in Costa Rica with the symphony.
Yes,
I mean, you've had a lot of experience performing in the U.S. And then also in Costa Rica. What were there any similarities? Like, how was it different to perform in the Costa Rica?
It's a little more, homey than mm-hmm. playing in, say, just any other city that you're not really from, because I was able to pack the audience with my family members, which uh-huh. was a lot of fun. And
a big family?
Not really big, okay. but enough that it seems a lot.
We were excited, yeah. Okay.
And, yeah, it's just different in that respect.
Okay. Well, let's get on to the next piece of music. Can you introduce it for us?
The next thing I'll be playing is the first movement of the Boccherini C major sonata.
All right. Is there anything we should be listening for in particular?
Well, I think that this piece is a lot. It's in this program that I'm playing today. It's the most elegant. It's fairly Baroque, Rococo in style. It's quite high for a cello. I think you might notice that.
All right. Well, this is Gabriel Cabezas in the Allegro movement of Luigi Boccherini's cello sonata in C major.
Thank you.
You just heard Gabriel Cabezas in the Allegro movement of Luigi Boccherini's Cello Sonata in C Major with Shirley Tressel accompanying on piano. You're listening to Introductions, 98.7 WFMT's newest program featuring the Chicago area's best pre-college musicians. Joining the studio audience of Introductions is very easy. Just send an email with your contact information and the number of people to introductions@wfmt.com, and we'll send you back a confirmation email. So now, Gabe, in addition to performing with the CSO in November in the Costa Rican Symphony a few months ago, you also performed with the Cleveland Symphony. How did that get set up?
That was also out of the Sphinx competition. Oh, okay. They really helped me a lot in getting a lot of different concerts. It was their Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Concert. So generally what happens is that they take the winner from Sphinx that year. Okay. And that was interesting, amazing. First of all, playing with the orchestra, but it was kind of intimidating. It's a world-famous orchestra.
Yeah.
So with all the concerts and touring that you do, how do you fit school into all of that? I mean, you must have missed a lot of school.
Yeah, I do. that's kind of an understatement. I try my best to keep up with school. I admit it's very hard sometimes to do all my makeup work. I mean, this year I missed finals week. That was terrible. It took me about a month to make everything up because of the schedule things and all that. It was pretty bad. But, I mean, I do my best and I make do.
All right. I mean, as long as you're doing what you love, I guess that's what really counts. We're going to change gears here a little bit and hear some Schumann. Can you talk about this next piece for us?
I'm playing the first, second, and fourth movements of the Five Pieces in Folk Style by Schumann, and it's, yes, definitely different than what we've been hearing before. It's very rustic, and it's in folk style, the folk style that he knew from Germany.
All right. This is Gabriel Cabezas in the first, second, and fourth movements of the Five Pieces in Folk Style, Opus 102 by Robert Schumann. Thank you.
Thank you.
was 15-year-old Gabriel Cabezas in the first, second, and fourth movements of Five Pieces in Folk Style by Schumann, Opus 102. Shirley Tressel is accompanying today on piano. You're listening to Introductions on 98.7 WFMT and at WFMT.com/introductions. We'll hear more from Gabe in the second half of the program.
Well, we're getting really close to summer, which means that people will be getting married, graduating, having barbecues, and doing other things that require music. Now, this means that if you're a musician, summer can provide great opportunities to make a little extra money.
This week on our website and on our voicemail, we're asking about summer gigs. Have you ever had a paying gig? Do you have any funny stories about playing music for money? Send your answers and stories to WFMT.com/introductions or 773-279-2019. That's 773-279-2019.
It's time for a short commercial break, but before that, here's one of the responses we received on our voicemail from last week, when we asked what people miss or will miss most about high school music.
Hi, this is Gabriella Jurasek, and what I miss most about high school chorus was Love Will Keep Us Together by the Captain and Tennille. And it was really great because it was the first time one of the altos really got a big solo and we were belting it out and awesome. And everyone who was at our spring concert ate it up. And then the nuns later on were saying that it was a pretty good showing, but we really took away the whole show. And the highlight of my day was being an alto and being able to make fun of the sopranos with other altos. And we were not respected enough by the nuns, but it was fun to commiserate with my other altos. So that's my high school chorus experience. Thanks.
You're listening to Introductions on 98.7 WFMT. Corporate sponsorship for Introductions is provided in part by Flashpoint, the Academy of Media Arts and Sciences, LLC. College acceptance letters are in the mail. If your son or daughter is less than thrilled about the results or choices, but is thrilled about digital media, come look at Flashpoint Academy. Flashpoint is Chicago's newest college for high school graduates interested in the digital revolution and looking to quickly enter the working world with top-notch skills. Flashpoint offers hands-on 2-year direct-to-industry programs in film, recording arts, computer animation, and game development. Flashpoint's faculty of industry professionals has decades of practical experience, and Flashpoint's downtown campus features state-of-the-art equipment, classrooms, and labs. The 40-hour-a-week, 2-year fast-track program is designed to prepare graduates for full-time professional jobs. Contact Flashpoint at 312-332-0707 or visit gofpa.com. That's gofpa.com. For more information or to reserve a spot today at the next open house. Get into the media arts industry the right way with an education from Flashpoint. And now back to Introductions.
Welcome back to Introductions, 98.7 WFMT's newest program featuring the Chicago area's best pre-college musicians. Find out how you can audition, be a part of the audience, or join our social network at WFMT.com/introductions. I'm Raja Burrows.
And I'm Lisa Brownstone. It's time for our high school arts events calendar. Here are some upcoming high school arts events that you, our listeners, have submitted. Anyone is welcome to submit an event to our website at WFMT.com/introductions, and we'll read some of them each week right here on the show.
Tonight at 7:30 p.m., the Midwest Young Artists close out their season with a performance of Verdi's Requiem at the Civic Opera House in Chicago.
Also, tonight at 8 o'clock, be sure to check out the Naperville Central Experimental Theater presenting Neil Simon's hilarious and perplexing play, Rumors.
Tomorrow evening at 7:30, the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra performs at Evanston Township High School. This free concert will feature the co-winners of the CYSO Concerto Competition in a program that includes works by Tchaikovsky, Bloch, and Ravel.
Wednesday at 7:30, the Schomburg High School Auditorium will host a night of percussion. This raucous concert will feature 5 different percussion ensembles, as well as the drumline and a series of student soloists.
For more information, including ticketing and directions, or to submit your own high school arts event, visit wfmt.com/introductions.
Now for some more music by our performer today, 15-year-old cellist Gabriel Cabezas. So Gabe, what do you have next for us?
The next piece I'll be playing is the first two movements from Shostakovich's Sonata in D minor.
Oh, Shostakovich is my favorite composer.
Oh, yes.
So.
Good choice.
Yeah. Do you have any kind of background information you can give us, or if you do know any of the story behind
this,
it?
Yeah, this is a relatively good time for him. In other words, he's not being actively persecuted. He doesn't have a suitcase by his door. It's even with that, though, it's very emotionally brooding. It's got a lot of stuff in it that you can have sort of a glimpse inside of his mind.
Mm-hmm. Kind of fear underneath it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is the first and second movements of Sonata in D minor by Dmitri Shostakovich.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Gabriel Cabezas in the first and second movements of the Sonata in D minor by Dmitri Shostakovich, with Shirley Tressel accompanying. Unfortunately, we're almost at the end of the hour, so we have time for just one more piece. What would you like to end on?
I will be ending with the Piatigorsky Variations on a Paganini Theme.
Is there anything we should be listening for on this one?
Yeah, actually, Piatigorsky was a very famous and an extremely good cellist, and when he was designing these variations, in each variation he had a different performer in mind, how he not made fun of them, but he took like what they were known for and he put it in it, so you'll be hearing like Heifetz Up Staccato and Milstein Spiccato and stuff like that.
Okay, we'll listen for that. This is Gregor Piatigorsky's Variations on a Paganini Theme.
Thank you.
That was Gregor Piatigorsky's Variations on a Paganini Theme, performed by 15-year-old cellist Gabriel Cabezas. Shirley Tressel was the accompanist. And that does it for today's show. Gabe, thanks so much for playing for us today. We loved hearing you, man.
Thanks for having me.
You'll be able to listen to Gabe again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions. You can also visit his own website at gabrielcabezas.com. I'm Raja Burrows.
And I'm Lisa Brownstone. Join us again next week when we invite two chamber ensembles from the Merritt School of Music to perform live on Introductions. That's next Saturday morning at 11.
Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. Series producer is David Polk. Executive producer is Steve Robinson. The series intern is Paul Carner. And engineer is Mary Mazurek. Corporate sponsorship is provided by Flashpoint, the Academy of Media Arts and Sciences, LLC, and Barrett's Home Theater. College acceptance letters are in the mail. If your son or daughter is less than thrilled about the results or choices, but is thrilled about digital media, come look at Flashpoint Academy. Flashpoint is Chicago's newest college for high school graduates interested in the digital revolution and looking to quickly enter the working world with top-notch skills. Flashpoint offers hands-on two-year direct-to-industry programs in film, recording arts, computer animation, and game development. Flashpoint's faculty of industry professionals has decades of practical experience, and Flashpoint's downtown campus features state-of-the-art equipment, classrooms, and labs. The 40-hour-a-week, two-year fast-track program is designed to prepare graduates for full-time professional jobs. Contact Flashpoint at 312-332-0707 or visit gofpa.com. That's gofpa.com for more information or to reserve a spot today at the next open house. Get into the media arts industry the right way with an education from Flashpoint. When it comes to home entertainment, Barrett's Home Theater says a picture may be worth a thousand words, but a movie without great sound is worthless. You need great speakers to have great sound, and Barrett's Home Theater offers great speaker options, such as innovative award-winning speakers from Bowers & Wilkins. B&W's 600 series can bring the big screen experience into your home with a sound system that can deliver every word, whisper, pin drop, and tire screech in super sharp clarity from any point in your room. You can also switch the system to audio to enjoy your favorite music in revelatory sound quality. Come experience the 600 series from Bowers & Wilkins at Barrett's Home Theater. In Naperville, in the Naperwest Plaza, Route 59 and Aurora Avenue. In Algonquin, in the Algonquin Commons Lifestyle Center on Randall Road, or visit their website at barrettshometheater.com. Barrett's Home Theater, integrating technology for today's lifestyle. Introductions is also made possible by the generous support of Richard and Mary L. Gray, Jim and Kay Mabee, the Negaunee Foundation, the John R. Halligan Charitable Trust, Susan Richard Kiphart, Van Daniel Levin, the Music Institute of Chicago, and members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. 30 seconds past noon, this is 98.7 FM WFMT Chicago and WFMT.com.